ויקח קוירח, קוירח שפיקח הוי מערוב שתוזה אינוי היטאוסוי. What was the toyus? What's the nakud of Koirach? I heard a pshat. Einoi hita'osoi. It should have said Einov hita'osoi. So I heard a pshat. A person has two eyes. One eye to see the hoive, and one eye to see the osid, and to be balanced about dealing with both as they come towards you. Koirach's mistake was only one ayin. We know the Svar HaMakdashim will talk about that tzadik katomar yifroch is the Sofek Davis of tzadik kuf. Katoma Reish, Yifroch, yes, is Koirach. Soif Tevis is Koirach, is Tzadik, Katoma, Yifroch. Be'etzem in the Osid, the Nakuda, we're going to see what Koirach wanted, is Richtig. So only one eye made a mistake. The eye that saw the Osid was correct. The eye that sees the Hoiva was the one that made a mistake. He thought he's already holding in this Darga. The Osid Lobby, though, it's Taka going to be. Rashi says, Parshazu Yofe Nidreshes B'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Yofe is 95. 95 psukim in the parasha, tzadihei psukim, Daniel simin. 95 is very interesting. We know that the Ramah brings another Krishma, as far as we'll talk about it, that Shem Havaya is 91. Because Yudkei Vovkei is 26. But when you write Yudkei Vovkei with the Shem Adnus, the Pnim is inside, you put the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is 65. Sezamin is 91. Mark Yisukka. 91 is the Shem Havaya, you're supposed to have it in mind by Krishma. But that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Of the Lo'osid Lova is Yiye Hashem Echad. It's Nepach to Yud Hei and then a Yud and a Hei. Yud Hei with the Yud Hei with Shem Amos is 95. That's 95. That's Daniel. Daniel is the one that's made and Menabe on the Gulo Hasida. Parshazu Yofe Nidreshes. Koirach in the Lo'osid Lova in the Mechina of 95, he's Taka right. But he was Matim Zmani. You know what happened? Vayiftach Ha'aretz Es Piha. Yofe turned into Piha. It was supposed to be Yofe, but it turned into Piha. Koirach is the Shoresh Neshama of Kayin. By Kayin also it says, Ar Atom Eno Adoma Asher Potzeso Es Piha. Also, this Nakuda to not be holding by the time. Now what exactly happened? Koirach Be'etzem is an Adam Godel Ad Ma'oid, and the Osid is supposed to be Tzadik Adom Yifrach, the Chiddush Yerim says, Koirach was supposed to be the Levi Godel. As if there's a Kayin Godel, there's a Levi Godel. Why didn't anyone else ever get the job? No one was ever roi for that shteller anymore. It became obsolete. But Be'etzim, he was roi. And again, we're talking about an Adam Godel, and there was an Akuda. The Sfarim will talk about this idea of kina, midois, virekev atzomois kina, virekev is gematria koirach. Kina, taiva v'kovid, might say so Adam and Oilam, tikun hamidois. The ultimate opposite, the one that koirach was niskane, is on Aroin. Aroin is the ultimate bal midois. The racha v'somach b'liboy. I don't know if he was born like that, but by the time he was 83 years old, when he's meeting Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, he's holding on that madrega that he was mesalik even a minute negias. The racha v'somach b'liboy. It's interesting. Rashi later it says hine, and Rashi wants to say hine is lashon simcha. The dugma he brings is hine Aaron achicha Levi. Rashi just brings it as a mussel that the word hine is v'simcha, but there's much more emek here. It's shelling. It's not a coincidence. Who's the opposite of Koirach? Where's the Nakuda, the Aaron is Taka, the Baruch of a Samach believer. He was Neskani be Elitzof and Benuziel. You know, Vayikach Koirach, he takes himself, he says, I'm older. But he didn't realize Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahos, Ben Levi. Kahos is not the oldest. Levi is not the oldest, right? That's the Hemshech HaPosek. It's Lav Dafka, the Bechor gets it. I heard once a Taik, so Orach Chaim goes, Al Derech Zeh, but I'm honest, this Nakuda, but the Kivun, what was Koirach? Koirach was happy. Koirach was talking mamish the door of the midbar. They just saw all the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is shluchai neman of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly is the nakuda that Koirach is attacking? As a moshul, to touch it up, the Gemara says in Shabbos, shloisha dvarim osa Moshe Rabbeinu midaito. V'hiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu al yodoy. Pirish mena isha hoisef yemechad shviras aluchos. The Gemara in Shabbos over there about the darshans, a yalfusa for each one. He had a limud in the Torah. A kal v'choymer, a yalfusa. Avada, you have to touch the bavarns over there. It's not kibshuta yalfusa because then it wouldn't be midaita. There was a nakudir of midaita. Koirach's time was, this that you gave the nitzias telitzofon, I hold it also. It's midaita. It's lav davka that the Eibishter told him. He was questioning that maybe this was another thing that Moshe did midaita. And what's Taka? Other than it wasn't. or that by Moshe with Siluk of Negias, his Hoysef Midaitois are also Al Tegu. But that was the Nakuda, what he was telling on, not on the Etzem fact. Then Oikar Bechlal, the whole kibbutz that Kairuch is that Moshe Rabbeinu is from is everything from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek and Daf Kuf Tes and Vayter Ba'arichus goes through the Midrash, and Rashi says, you know, Rashi says Yofin Midrashes the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Some say Rashi said opening up over here. Rashi B'derekhal is Pshat. It's such a shmeru sugi. This is not with Pshat. This parfas that we learn Yofin Midrashes the Medrash Tanchuma. But the truth is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ba'arichus goes through a lot of the things there. It's interesting. The Gemara Darshins every name that it says Yitzar Ben Kostan Levi, Yaakov says B'kaholam Al Teichas, right? He doesn't want to be mentioned. But the Gemara darshins the meaning of these words. So it says Yitzhar is a lashon of Shehir Tiach Olav Es Kol Ha'Olam Kitzaharayim, and Ben Kehos Shehika Shinei Melidov Ben Levi Shenasa Leviya BeGehenna. Tightens up each word. So when the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the time of the Kra on the Parsha, he says on each one of these the tight. What does it mean Yitzhar that Shehir Tiach Olav Es Kol Ha'Olam Kitzaharayim? He says, he brings a medrash, that the medrash says that etzem every day, or every night, when the sun goes down, it goes under the ukainis. As I state in Chazal on the medrash, that the sun goes under the ocean, and it cools off, and that's when the gal gulchamak cools off. But we know the Gemara says in the Dorim that when that time, and the shemesh and the yireach, all is vul, the Gemara brings in the Dorim, the Chlamites, and they said, if einatam oisam din leben amram, if you're not, they made a machah, the shemesh and the yireach, they went up. So Zakar Pankasik also, did the sun didn't go down that time, to get cooled off, so that's why they got heat stuff. Kitzaharayim, here Tiach all of us call island, the world started getting heated up. Global warming, yeah, it's a problem because it didn't have this mahalo of the shemesh going in. The next one also says, Ben Levi, Shinasa Leviya Begehenim. He says, from Chaim Kanievsky, beautiful. The Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Bishosh, Tirosi Shalodom, a Melavim Oisoy, Loikesev Aloizov. Of Koirach, was Nivla Badoma, according to Oman the Omer, it's a machalik is what happened to him, but there was Bliya Badoma. And together with all the Mechassim. So he had a Leviya B'Gehenna. The Gemara says, Ein Malav Eloi Lodom, Eloi Kesev Eloi Zov. Kairach had a Levaya. He was Malavim. His Kesev Zov was Taka Meluva with him. It's Yudua that Klai Yisrael has names for each Parsha. This Parsha is called Kairach. Rav Tzadik, others want to also talk about that. It's not Sama coincidence. It's not a Deraisa. It's not like the Zeal Fusifer. But there is a Mekubalut, what we call each Parsha. Some Achroinim call the Parsha, Parsha's Ben Levi. Rav Chaim Palagi calls it Sefer Ben Levi, and Kav Chaim calls it Parshas Ben Kohos. Over most of Klal Yisrael, as we know, call it Taka Parshas Koirach. For the record, Rashi in Zvochim Daf Mem Dalid, Dibur Amaskel Kol Kavonim. He's quoting the pasuk. He says, "Shenem Rav Parshas Koirach." Rashi in Zvochim calls it Parshas Koirach. But pretty Kodum Dika Makor. The Ramban in Zayis Habrocha calls it Parshas Koirach. Calls it Vayika Koirach. So it's Rishonim already. But okay, Sadik Katomer Yifroch. Yofe, we said, is 95. The 95th mitzvah in the Sefer Achinuch is the mitzvah Parshas Truma of building a Mishkan. So Yofe, you know, we say always that the Zivig Zol Yale Yofe. The Pshat is you're saying that there should be a Mokum for Ashuras Hashchina. Mishkan, the 95th mitzvah in Sefer Achinuch is Mishkan. By Kairuch also it says Mishkan. By Kairuch also it says Mishkan. By Kairuch also says Mishkan. Hey, oh, Al Mishkan Kairuch. He also wanted to make, he had a kivun. Nor because of a kinnah, it got fatriped of it. I once heard a story from Rav Daniel Alter Shlita many years ago. He said over, it was by Sheva Brachas, he said a story from the Imrich, it was Parshas Koirach, and he said over a story from the Imrich Chaim from Visionitz. This is right after the war. He was with a few of his Hasidim, and they were mamish weeks after the Muhammad. They were still with tattered clothing and with dirt, and mamish with the Marois of the Muhammad, and Punk, they were in a place in Romania somewhere, and there was a Yid that somehow, Durchendorf in the Mulchama, was able to keep his house and keep his Nechassim, and he was comfortable, and they came back, and they should be able to stay for Shabbos, and he didn't want, he saw a group of Mamish Fardar, you know, Falar, he didn't want, and his wife was not going to take, she said, no, let's invite him, and she convinced him, yeah, Eishas Chaya, in the middle of Shabbos, he saw there was Kinim, they had lice, they had such dirt, they had lice, and then he said, he told his wife, he said, Adkan, kick me down, she said, I told you the whole time we won't invite them because we bring them on Orchim, we bring them on the Rebbe, the Mechaim, we bring them on Shchina. Wegen Akina, besta Avet tribe in the Shchina. She said, she made a play on words. Because of Akina, I'm playing on words. Kina is jealousy, and kina. They're gonna kina. That's the Reich's tribe in the stream. He says that's what happened. That was his sushtal to the story of Menelik. They're gonna kina the Avek tribe in the Shechina. Now Kairach teams up over here with Dasan and Aviram. It's brought down. Dasan and Aviram. They mentioned a lot of times. The Svarim bring down that Dasan and Aviram were nisgaldel. The Svarim talk about Gugulim. Dasan and Aviram were nisgaldel into the two parim that Eliyahu Hanavi was makriv in by the Nevi'im. And he says first, Dasan was more mumtak, so he was the par Lashem, and Aviram was nisgaldel into the par that was Laval. And this is the lashon of Reb Chaim Vital. V'shneim nisrafu k'moshe nisrafu b'mei Moshe. So I saw him to say from a Gadol Chadashim, yes, first of all, it's a big machlokes, okay, they were nisraf or nivla. And also he says that the parim, shneim nisrafu k'moshe nisrafu b'mei Moshe, the par Laval wasn't nisraf. The fire came down and only burnt the par Lashem. The lashon of Reb Chaim Vital is they were nisgaldel into the two parim. V'shneim nisrafu k'moshe nisrafu b'mei Moshe. So he asked me, as a kasha, I wanted to say it's a doge, maybe, you know, they got burnt. Yeah, for sure, I don't know if there was nisraf, but they got burnt. Another member over here is Oin ben Peles. Chazal be down, his wife saved him. It's brought down a biker in the Sefer that talks about the Gulim. Ashes Oin ben Peles was Nizgalgal in Michal Bas Shol. So biker, he asked him, Magadim Chadosh, the Gemara says Michal Bas Shol wore tefillin. Hayitachin Michal Bas Shol is the Gilgal from Ashes Oin ben Peles. She was the one that was mocked not to be Megala her here, to her Roisha. And she's the one wearing tefillin. That's what he asked as Akasha. I was thinking, Efshir, she was wearing tefillin shel yad. There's thought it was tefillin shel roish. There's a famous story that
the...
What?
She was megala roish.
Yeah.
To keep the people away.
It was such a peda of tznias that it was able to cause that. But I wanted to tell, so I once heard a maisa, one of the kanoim came, because it could be karkafid leimon of tefillin. It's enough if you wear tefillin shel yad. Yes, more than about the Indian. Because someone once came to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld years ago, and he wanted to make a machoy. He says the chevron of bachrim, the slabotka bachrim, they have big chups. There's an impact half the leimon of tefillin. He says tefillin shel yad happens. No, now, va'anoshim ibnei Yisrael chamishim umasayim. The Chizkuni writes, where do you get the cheshbon of 250? He says every single shevet sent a bezdin of 23. Now there's 11 Shvatim besides the Shevet Levi, so it's 23 times 11 is 253. You have the Masayim Chamisha Ish. Plus Dosan Aviram and Kairach is exactly you get to the Cheshbon of the 250. It says Kairach has a Taina, Bayis Mole Svarim, Sarach mezuzah, talis shakulay tcheles, maybe doesn't need a chutzal tcheles. Part of the mahalach we mentioned before, kairach soif tayvus kairach, soif tayvus tadak tam yifrach. He was saying kol ha'eva kulam kedoshim. You don't need a specific manig. You don't need a specific one thing sticking out. All of it is shavit. Bayis molei svarim. The talis is kulay tcheles. You don't need bazunder. You don't need bazunder. That was a chelik of what his vikuach was. Now it's more than that. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Perakei Mishnachov, Kol Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Soifel Hiskayim. V'She'ein L'Shem Shemayim Ein Soifel Hiskayim. Ezi Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Machloikis Hilo V'Shamar. V'She'ein L'Shem Shemayim Zu Koyrach Machloikis Koyrach V'Chol Adosa. It's very interesting. Hilo V'Shamayim is a Machloikis in Liman HaTorah, and it was L'Shem Shemayim. L'Chorah. The parallel to that, the contrast to that would be a Machloikis in learning, but that's not L'Shem Shemayim. And you bring this machlekes of Kerech Vadosai, stated that the machlekes Kerech Vadosai, it says Kerech Vadosai, was connected Moshe, but Kerech Vadosai, it was also machlekes in Liman HaTorah. Kerech had a mahalach in Limud. There was a nekuda. First of all, he saw a nevuah, he saw Shalshelis Yoytzim Imenu. He had a taich in that nevuah, that vice must be his right. He didn't realize what's going on on Soif Chavis, on his B'nai Kerech Lemesu, what's going on Vaiter, on Beyond. But it was a machlekes talk and learning. And that's famous to Nakuda. Kairach was right, so what's the time? He was mocked in Zmanoi. That's why he falls in Dreir. Everyone goes in Dreir eventually. You get buried when it comes your time. Kairach wanted to be mocked in Zmanoi. So they said, okay, fine, you mocked in Zmanoi. You mocked in Zmanoi. So Hayaloi Leviya, the Gehenim, that's what it says. There's a big machlokes in Sfiris and Midrashim how old Kairach was. Some say he was even older than Moshe Rabbeinu. There's other makaris that he was born. You can make the cheshbon he was born at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. And Pashtas, when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, it's a machlokes in the Medrash, whether Moshe Rabbeinu was 20 or 40. So based on that, you can work out the cheshbon, how old Korach was. However, you know, there's a lot of different mahalchim in working that out. Now, Korach Taka says this taina, kol ha'eva kulam kedoshim. It's an interesting lashon. Kol ha'eva kulam. Kol ha'eva kulam. What's wrong with kol ha'eva? What's kol ha'eva kulam? It's yidua, there's a taz in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, he brings a levush. That in the nusach of davening of Yom HaLeiroyim, we say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay b'chvaydecha. And the levush tells, what do we have to say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay? It's enough, Meloich al kol ha'olam. What's kol ha'olam kulay? And the Taz says, no, it makes sense this minute to say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. Because if you only say kol ha'olam, or Meloich al ha'olam kulay, there's a concept, Rubai kekulay. Rubai kekulay, 51% is Rubai already. Rubai kekulay, 80% for sure, but 51, not 100. Rubai kekulay. Avdem state, no, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. When it says kol ha'olam kulay, it's the Bavaran that it's not Rubai kekulay. And Bemis, there's a lot of rise to this. There are places when the Torah says kol, or psukim, or chazals that say kol, and it's not everything, unless you bazunder Bavaran, kol ha'olam kulay. The most I saw, the Paradis Yosef brings a few interesting digmois. It says by the Mabel, kol asher nishmas ruachayim ba'apov. Mace, the dogim didn't, because it doesn't say kulay. By Yaakov Avinu, it says vayaver es kol asher loy. Actually, it doesn't say that in the pasuk. Rashi in Kulin says vayaver es kol asher loy. He left over the pachim ketanim. You know, the ger asks Hillel tilamdeni kol hatoyra kula, kol hatoyra kula. But then the ger says tilamdeni kol hatoyra kula. And what does he tell him, Hillel? Ma da aloch sami lechaver kloy savid. Why is that kol hatoyra kula? Zok Rashi, because it's going on roiv mitzvahs. And that's interesting. He requested kol ha'toyra kula, and he gave him the answer that's in the Troy. It's one of that. I don't know if this is just Malitz or maybe there's more to it. There's a Gemara in Ha'iriyah Stav Gimel. It's a complex sugi. What's going on over there? That the Bezdin made a mistake about Ha'ira. But the Lashon of the Gemara is, listen to the Lashon of the Gemara, Ha'iriyah Stav Gimel. Hachin Ami Mestabra. Sharei b'chol ha'toyra kula. Kaimel on Rubei Kekula. Harei b'chol ha'toyra kula. Kaimel on Rubei Kekula. Kol ha'toyra kula is Bavarni. Is Bavarni Rubei Kekula. Now it's interesting. There's a Medrash. Kairach says, I'm not only Slam Ben Kairach, I'm Ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar is a remes to Shemen. And the Medrash says, Shemen has a metzias that Shemen is always tzof l'mala. Shemen, no matter what mashkin you put into it, kol ha-mashkin, you put, it's a Medrash in Medrash Yirashirim, kol ha-mashkin, if you put Shemen in, the Shemen is tzof l'mala. And that's what he's saying, Kairach Ben Yitzhar. So it's interesting, the Parthas Yosef has a shayla about schnapps, yayin sraf, schnapps, whiskey. The metzias is that if you put oil in, it doesn't go to the top. It's asking from the Medrash. It says b'kol ha'mashkin. So he wanted to prove maybe he doesn't have a din of mashkin. There got to be certain halachas. But you can answer up a lot of it fine. But I was thinking the lashon of the Medrash. You have to check different gears. It doesn't say kol ha'mashkin kulon. It says kol ha'mashkin. You know grubai kekulai. So efshe that could also be a teretz to the cheshbon. Now, which one?
Srafim oindolov.
Yeah.
Srafim.
Ah, okay. Oh, then it goes up. Yeah. Okay. Good. On the shemen oindolov. Very good. Boiker, now Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Boiker, the Yoyde Issa Sherloy. Zokta Rechaim HaKadosh, why is Moshe Rabbeinu pushing them off to the next day? So he says, Pashut, I don't know what the Masai and Chamishim Anoshim want to do, but the Ketoyrus that Aaron was going to be makrif to compete with them, sort of, was Aaron wasn't going to, I mean, why did the Masai and Chamishim do, they were told the pastors only one is going to survive. It's not 250 against one. There's 251 bringing Ketoyrus, one will survive. That's a pretty high risk take competition. But by Aaron, he wasn't going to stand be makrif keteris. He was going to do the keteris of the avodas hayom. That was already after it was the afternoon already. So Moshe says, listen, I don't know about you guys, but as Aaron, he's only going to wait till tomorrow. He's going to be makrif the keteris tomorrow as keteris of boiker, not stam hakrovas keteris. There's Bemis and Machlaikis though, in Steiris and Midrashim, in Sfarim, we talk about it. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Boiker v'yoyda. So did they tack away till the next day? Or did they tack a makrav the Keteris right away? Now why Keteris? Why Keteris? Moshe Rabbeinu is making an Inyan of Keteris. One Inyan is that Keteris is tshuva, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Boiker, the Gemara says in Brachas, if you release the Talmud Chacham that does a chay, Al Tahara, by the next morning he's going to do tshuva. Keteris, you know, it says kaf achas of keteris. Keteris, if you add another kaf, Kaf is another 20. Kaf is 20. Yeah, the letter Kaf. After Yud comes Kaf. Kaf is 20. You add Kaf to Ketoris, it's Gematria Karasotim. So you add a Kaf of Ketoris, it's gonna be. There's a Kitrug over here. The Ketoris is able to go against the Kitrug. Moshe Rabbeinu also tells them, you know, they were niskan about shtelers, the dinasius of the Levim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Rab Lachem B'nei Levi. So I still brought down from Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, Rab Lachem B'nei Levi. B'nei Levi is V'lo Yishevet Levi Muvad. It's going on a younger man that's learning Torah. He says, you have to realize Rab Lachem B'nei Levi. Someone that's sitting learning Torah, lav dafka because he's being marbitz Torah or that is with pirsum, with covid, or b'chlal, with arbatz Torah, just the etzem fact that he's learning Torah, rav lochem. He said an expression, someone that says, er stam ayin geman, stam avrik. He says, this is a trait of shprach. It's not, rav lochem b'nei levi, rav lochem b'nei levi. We had recently a story, one of the people in the government named Lieberman said that the Yungalite, they go and they stam as they dray in the koilim, they learn a daf and they go, they eat lunch, and he spoke mamish very, very bezilzel against the Yungalite. So I have a ha'ara. There was a few weeks later, mamish a week or two later, there was a big vi'ida of Rabbonim in München, in Germany. Hundreds of Rabbonim from all over Europe. Choshev Rabbonim, some of them are political stellars, some of them are taka Rabbonim, but a whole bunch of Rabbonim, and someone, a certain political figure got up and said, Lieberman spoke against the Koilin. You know how many Rabbonim are here that learned in Al Koilin in Eretz Yisrael? And that's why he was saying why it's Chashev Koilin. I think that's a mistake. That's not the answer. The answer is because the Koilin put out Rabbonim in Europe. It's a good thing also, but the Koilin put me out in the light that I'm learning Torah. That's the answer, not? You know, come to stand for enough the Zayt HaGazachim. Rav Lochem B'nei Levi. Now there's a Magefa going on also, and Aaron knows that the Ketoiris, besides that the Ketoiris went the Tetziation and was Nisraf the Masayim Chamishim, but the Ketoiris he knows is going to be a Hatzolo. Now it's interesting, it says, Vayikach Aaron, Kashadib, and Moshe, Vayorat, Zotoy Chakol, Vihine Hochel, Anegev, Ba'om, Vayitan, Ezek Toiris, Vayachapra, La'am. So there's a very interesting Ha'ora in the Netziv, in the Hemek Dover, in the Herchiv Dover, he's Mayorf about it. Aaron had a dilemma. He wants to do it. It's pikuach nefesh, and you have to save the yidden from the magefa with ketoris. But for sure, he's not doing ketoris kedin. Now, there's two options. He's doing something usser, but it's for pikuach nefesh. But he has two options. One is he can be makter the ketoris bifnim and do the avoid the bifnim, which he's supposed to. But then the magefa is outside. He has to take it out, and that's isser haitzah, and that's an isser, but it's not such a chomer the keser. Another option is to first go out and see what's going on, and then do haftoras, ketoiris, outside. That's already haftoras, so that's chorus. But on the other hand, to go do it in and then take it out, he doesn't know for sure if the magef is still going, if there's a need. What do you do? And he says it's a klolis to kashayla. If you have a nidden, and the mashal gives a dogma, let's say it's Yom Tif on a Friday, and then it's going to come Shabbos. And on Friday, which is Yom Tif, there's someone who is not mamish in the state of pekuach nefesh yet, but he's getting close to there. Should you be mechal Yom Tif, which is only an isr lav, knowing because maybe in a few hours he's going to be. Well, no, by the way, later on it's going to already be Friday night, it's going to already be El Shabbos, will be a more Chomer the Kisser. Which is more Kedai to do? To do Pikuach Nefesh now on the less Chomer Isser or the more? He wants to sell it too. This was Aaron's dilemma, what he should do. That, and he was Takamachla to do the Keteris outside, not to do the Keteris inside, but rather to wait until he sees Klar that there's a Sakana. Now the Pasuk says, Mefurish Vayiyu Hamesim B'Mageifa, our boss are 14,700. There's a fascinating cheshbin in the Rabbi Shule Diskin. He says, where does it get this number 14,700? He says, because the Abish takes Truma from Klal Yisrael. Truma ba'ayin yofeh is 1/40. Now what's 1/40? So the emesis is 14,700, multiply that by 40. Let's start from the low and get it up. What's 40 times 14,700? Is 588,000, which doesn't mamish make the cut of shishim riboy. How do you get the cheshbin of shishim riboy? So Rav Shula Diskin makes a very interesting cheshbin. He says 14,700 died in the magefa, but then there was also the masayim chamishim, another 250, plus another four. Dosan, aviram, koyrech, and oin. Together, that's 14,954. Now that's already 1/40, but still off. Still off. He makes a cheshbon, it's off by 135. He says that's what it says. Vayorotz el toich hakohol. Aaron ran into the kohol. He saved 135 people. That's him, 1/40. 4,700 plus the 250 plus the 4, to be exactly 1/40 of, he goes to cheshbon, klal yisrael, 603,550. The amount of people less that should have died from this mageifa was another 135. That's what it said. Aaron saved them. Vayorotz el toich. Vayorotz el toich. El toich hakohol. Now there's a whole new sugya. After Moshe Rabbeinu, the Beluim that get Nivland Adoma, there were the Srufim, there's a machlekes, what exactly happens to Kairach? Was he mena Beluim, mena Srufim? Both, neither. It's a big sugya in Sanhedrin over there in Daf Koftes. But after all that is done, there's a whole new sugya of the matos that each Shevet puts in a mate, and Aaron puts in a mate, and there's a Bechir of Aaron, Vayotze Ferach, Vayotze Sitz, Vayig Moshkedim. It's a Dover Tamua Ma'oid. What is the need for this extra moifis? And it's such a moifis compared to the Eser Makis, compared to the Kriyas Yamsuf. In the Beis HaMikdash Keseder, in the Mishkan probably also, there were, the Gemara says in Yuma, there were things growing, Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, with gold and payrois and all kind of things. What's the Groysa Glick? Vayotze Ferach, Vayotze Sis Ve'eg Moshkedim. And what's the need for this moifis? What's the Groysa moifis of it? So there's a lot of different schayes, but we'll say over a Nusach. Originally, Kairach's taina was kol ha'ed kulam kedoshim. Everyone is shoved. That was his mahalach. We were speaking before. Talis shakulei treilis, and maybe la'osiv the zazak kivun tzadik atomer yifroch. But that was the first thing. But now naniach that there's supposed to be one nivchar, but there's still a shayla. Who should be the nivchar? And now the ma'isa with the matos. It's not so much that it was a moifis shalika derech atev, which it was, but that was it wasn't the spirus of the moifis, but rather the emes is it grew amens. Yeah, shkegin. What's the etzim, the thing that grows shkegim? It's a stick. No, it's not a stick, it's a tree. Yeah, it's a tree. It's planted in the ground. There's nutrients. Go explain from science. There's nutrients in the ground. But tzadikol, what is it? A stick that grows shkegim. You know, Misha Omar to the shkegiyah, that it's able to grow shkegim. A truck in a holtz, a piece of wood, could also, or whatever the matas were made out of, could also grow it. No, the pshat is, it depends where you plant it. The Eberst is saying, plant the matas in the oil of moyed. The tree that's going to grow shkedim, not from gashmius, but rather the oil moid itself that flaunts in the eitz. That's the simen that he's natua in the mishkan, he's natua in ruchnias, he's natua in the mikdash, and he's the one that's supposed to be. And Bamis in Meshiloyach it says vayiru vayikhu ish mateyu. Each one taka saw all of the matas developed a little bit. Each one the fida madrega that he was. It was a real thing. Kafida madrega that he was. Each one saw the payrus and the darga that he was able to put out. But by Aaron, it was Vayotze Ferach, Vayotze Tzis, Ve'egu Mashkegim. This farm explained why, they can quote the Lashon of the Gemara in Yuma that the Aaron was Nignaz, according to one man the other, with a lot of other things, including the Mate Aaron, in Shkedeha Viprochero. Now, what do you need the Prochem for? Prochem is just that it's the blossom before you get to the Shokeh. But over here, by Stoys, no. Tzadik Atomer Yifroch, a person has to know that the process of growing, it doesn't right away always get to the top. There's a process. Every stage of the growing process is important. The perak, the tzitz, and finally the shkedim. I heard once a taich. Why can't the person just grow? Do you have to grow with steps? Why can't you just go right away to the top? The pshat is you grew for creating the steps. As you're growing step by step, you grew for creating the step. You're trying to skip a step, you're going to trip and fall. It's not there yet. Your process of ruchnistika growth as it's developing is the steps itself. Are the ones that are the ones that are growing, and that's what the message of the Vayotze Ferach Vayotze Tzitz Vayig Moshkedim is for this process. After Aaron is Nivchar, so there's an Arichus about Manas Kahuna. A lot of the Inyanim of Manas Kahuna, some of them are only mentioned there. A lot of them are mentioned in other places also, but more Baharchav and details. Pidyon Aben Avad is the Arichus mentioned over here. It's mentioned about in Kaddish in Parshas Boy Vayikiviyacha, but Barichus the Gedorim of Pidyon Aben. Chamesh Shkolim is over here. It's Yedua, the Gra said that everything is Nirmaz in Parshas Bereishis and everything is Nirmaz in the first Pasuk in Bereishis. And I don't know how the story happened like this, but someone asked him, well, who said Pidyon Aben? I don't know what, he could have asked a lot of other questions also. I don't know exactly what was the situation, but someone asked, who said Pidyon Aben? He says, well, it's Bereishis, is Ben Rishon, is Rosh HaTevis, Ben Rishon, Achar Shloishim Yoim Tifteh. So Pidyon Aben, you're poida with Chamisha Shkolim. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara has a shaila if there's a two-headed baby. The Gemara has a shaila. Well, the Gemara is talking about tefillin betzim. Which head do you put on the tefillin? And the Amora then asked the shaila. There was a kepeid on him. What are you asking the shaila? It wasn't the gay of a chlal. Which head to put the tefillin? And as they were handling, someone came in and said, he just had a baby with two heads. He wants to know how much for pinyan aben. What does he have to do for pinyan aben? So the Gemara, it's a funny shock of a tari over there. The Gemara Menafa says, but it's a treifa. It can't survive like that. And that's why there's not negay. The shayla of tefillin is not negay. Maybe he can survive a few days, but if there isn't tefillin, then there's not negay. So the Gemara says it's a treifa. And the Gemara answers back, no. I forgot what's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's totally in the what? Begolgoyles. Thank you. Begolgoyles tala rachmana, and it's unclear what that answer is. And as a matter of fact, they say begolgoyles tala rachmana, so you pay 10. In fact, you pay 10, you don't pay 5. Begolgoyles tala rachmana. You ask that it's a tree for your answer. Begolgoyles tala rachmana. But what's the shaka b'tariya? It's brought down that Reb Chaim Stenzel. There's a few different nishchayes to it, but he says that the nitin of the shaka b'tariya about this two-headed fellows is he one person with two heads? A person that has three arms, I don't know, it's two heads, or is it two people that are sharing a body? And that was really the shayla of Gabi Pinyan Aben. If you pay 5, that means you're treating it as one person. If you're paying 10, that means it's two people. And that the Gemara asks, it's two people, you pay 10? Then it's gonna trade them. How could two people try to share the same body? They're not gonna survive. They're sharing the same body, they're not gonna survive. If it's one person with two heads, maybe. But if it's two people and you pay, and the price tag is 10, so it must be it's two people, then it's going to be a treifa. To which the Gemara answers no, bigul goylus tal rachmana. Lo oylam, it's one person. That's not two people. And that's why he is not a treifa. He's one person. So why is the price tag 10? Because you thought Pinyan Aben is 5. No, it's not 5. It's 5 per head. There's 3 heads, it's 15. Each one is 10 per head. It's only a shear in the what's called. The Shita Mukabetz over there, Menachos brings that Shlomo HaMelech once came across such a fellow that had two heads, and he married a regular woman and had multiple children, some with two heads, some with one head. And by the Yerusha, it has Sarah Machlaikis, the two-headed Chevra, Taina, that they deserve, not Pishnayim as Bechor, that they deserve two portions. So Shlomo HaMelech did a test. He covered one of the heads with a kisui, and he poured boiling hot water on the other head, and both heads screamed. So he said, "Aha, that was the ra. You have to work out." According to Reb Chaim Stenzel, it's very good. It's not a zayki b'shaila. That was taka the heart of the sugi. When the Gemara was asking treifa, that was taka the nidden of the sugi. The pasuk says, but first that it's peduyah miben chodesh tifdeh, but it's a big machlokes in the poskim. What does it mean a chaydesh? We know that a cycle of the moon is choftes yomim yudbeis shois and tashtzag 793 chalokim, 41 minutes there or something like that. That's the cycle of the moon. Is that the zman minimum shear for when you could be poyda a ben after it was avar choftes yudbeis tashtzag, or is it totally in 30 days? But 30 days doesn't mean meis leis. I think there's a sheet like that also, but it means 30 days from like if the baby the kids are to the point. If a baby's born a few minutes or hours after tseis, he will first get to choftes yudbeis tashtzag, and he will not yet get to 30 days. But a baby that's born close to shkia will get to 30 days before he gets to choftes yudbeis tashtzag. And it's a machlekes apayskam. What's the kaveya lagabi the gedorim of pidyon aben? The oilam is noig to wait to be machmor on both. It comes in the gay when it comes with Shabbos. These things, the whole nidden about it. Another nekuda l'gavi ma'aneskun over here. The pasuk says kol tar b'veischi yechlenu. There's a sefro over here that darshens kol tar b'veischi yechlenu is the makar that eishes koyin eats truma. And of course, this is a famous kasha because the Gemara says, and it's a lot of myriad halachas about this, is that kinyan kaspoy of a koyin eats truma. Behemtoy shel koyin. Evet, Kenaini Shel Koyin, Aishes Koyin is also Kinyan Kaspay. I'm not going into Valdo, the Ain Isha Mamani Shel Baal. There's even a Tzad in the Rishonim that Dafkati was Makadashu with Kesef. If he's Makavish with Sara Bia, you have to come on to Iska Shavai's Ladodi. Pastas, you don't need to, it's Pashat Kinin Kaspe, but there's a big arichas why it's necessary separately, both drushes, Kol Torah Beveischa and Kinin Kaspe. Pastas, Kinin Kaspe is already Mishas Erisin. Ochen, that Chazal, Darsh, we're goizim with the Rabbana, not Shemet Ashkenu La'echev La'echev, she'll feed her non-Koyan siblings, so therefore they were goizim that an Arusa should not eat. But the Ikra din Kinin Kaspe is already Mishas Erisin. As opposed to the din of Kol Torah Beveischa, it's only from Shas Nesuin. But the Shas, what do you need Kol Torah Beveischa if you have Kinin Kaspe? There's many enough communities. One is Efshur Chosev Eshoik. Kenzain Chosev Eshoik is taken out from Kinin Kaspe Chosev Eshoik. I don't know, Behemoth Kohen can eat Chosev Eshoik. Avdi Shal Kohen can eat Chosev Eshoik. Someone can be Mavar Din. But Al Koponim, Al Kol Torah Beveischa, it's even Chosev Eshoik. So that's why you need Tzvei Dinim. Good.